Even though.
Even though.
It's insulting.
It's insulting.
It assaults the senses.
It assaults the senses.
To see death.
Yeah.
And I wasn't ready for death.
Doesn't matter
that it was my grandfather.
Doesn't matter.
This really happened. And they didn't have words for me where I could know
a level
of peace and acceptance.
I've
never felt good about it.
I've never felt good about it.
And like all humans, I associated
so much of it
with my mother,
with the funeral home,
and with all that unresolved pain,
grief,
anger,
betrayal,
confusion. And to be there again at 20,
it's insulting.
My senses
all felt assaulted.
The wrongness of death.
It seems so wrong.
And nobody can describe it.
Nobody can explain grief.
Not to a child.
Not to a
20-year-old.
It just seems wrong.
So wrong.
This really happened.
And it just stockpiles
on all the other
memories,
feelings,
experiences
of wrongness.
All the wrongness
I associate
with loss,
with abandonment,
with confusion,
with disappointment.
I didn't like the experience.
And no one helped me through it.
I didn't like the experience.
And then it happened again.
And in my 20s,
I wasn't ready
to even think of death.
Death.
It's so insulting.
It's so huge.
And it's so much bigger
than one experience.
All the confusion.
All the unresolved.
Neediness.
That's what it's like.
A room full of people.
Needing something.
And no one there to give it.
That's what it felt like.
All of us.
With exposed wounds.
With emotional needs.
Mental needs.
And no one.
Making it right.
No one made it right.
My mother should have made it right.
She couldn't make it right.
I've been believing she could have.
Or at least made it better.
She couldn't make it better.
I wanted her to make it better.
This really happened.
First my grandfather.
And then my mom.
And I felt
confused.
Abandoned.
I felt needy
and don't even know
what it was I needed.
I thought it was comfort.
And I thought my mother withheld it.
And now I want to see it differently.
She could not give me
what she didn't have herself.
I want to forgive her.
Not because
she's the world's best mom.
I want to forgive her
so that I can have peace
around my grandfather,
around funerals,
around death,
around loss.
I want to heal.
I choose to heal.
I intend to heal.
I expect to heal
this neediness
that still gets me.
Sometimes I feel stuck.
In an old emotion
that doesn't fit me today.
And yet I feel that neediness.
And I'm still believing.
And I'm still experiencing.
No response.
No response.
No comfort.
No comfort.
No answer that makes sense.
No answer that makes sense.
This really happens to me.
This really happens.
And it doesn't have to be death.
It doesn't have to be death.
Any negative emotion.
Any negative emotion.
Any perceived hurt.
Any perceived hurt.
And that old neediness.
And that old neediness.
That child's neediness.
That child's neediness.
Maybe everybody's neediness.
Maybe everybody's neediness.
That I took in a funeral home.
That I took in a funeral home.
Because I was vulnerable
and open
and hurting. I don't know. I'm ready to let it go today.
I really want to let this one go.
I'm sick and tired of the neediness. It's like a pain. Almost like an itch. That you just can't find and scratch. There was no comfort to be given me.
I'm believing there was.
All the times. I've wanted something from someone else.
And felt they were withholding it.
Even myself.
I'd like to heal that.
Shift that.
Release that.
Now.
No one
could comfort me.
I want to be okay with that.
I want to comfort myself.
Death happens.
People do horrible things.
Even me.
I want to comfort myself.
I want to be aware
of all the pain,
all the lack,
all the loss,
all the miscommunication,
all the fear
that manifests
as withholding.
I want to be aware of it all
and comfort myself.
Anyway,
there's so much
I desire
to give.
It no longer serves me
to have this open wound
of neediness.
It no longer fits me.
It did fit me.
And it does make sense.
I was a child.
I was a 20-year-old.
I've seen horrible things.
I've seen death
of many different kinds.
And today,
I intend
to comfort myself.
I can't undo it.
I can't fill anybody else.
I can't even comfort another.
And there's conflict there.
Because I have a calling.
A purpose.
To uplift others.
I comfort myself now.
I comfort myself now.
It is enough.
To be who I am.
No matter what I perceive.
No matter how much I change.
No matter what I hold on to.
It is enough.
That I have all the experiences.
So that I can know.
Every perspective,
of every experience,
in my lifetime.
I comfort myself.
If I could go back in time,
I would hold
my own hand.
I might even tap
on my child self,
on my 20-year-old self.
I comfort myself,
and I now let go
of all attachment
to the belief
that they are withholding
something I need,
and that I don't have
enough
for all of the need.
I could not get
what I wanted from my mother.
My mother
would not receive from me
what she needed.
It's a sad thing.
And today,
I comfort myself.
I comfort myself.
I'm here
for the full experience.
I'm here.
To be a catalyst
of all the pain
into forward growth
and expanded possibility.
I comfort myself.
I forgive my mother
for not being able to give
or receive
the way I thought appropriate.
even though I couldn't describe it.
And I forgive me
for not being able to give
or to receive
the way I thought appropriate.
I don't like death.
I don't like betrayal.
This really happens
all over this planet.
I give myself permission
to comfort me,
to feel the emotion,
the negativity,
the pain,
and to still reach
for something more.
I comfort me
because of who I am today,
because of the difference I make today.
Because of where I'm going today.
And now I send this comfort.
Now I send this knowing
back in time
to all aspects,
all experiences
of need
in my past.
I am simply enough.
No matter what they gave,
no matter what they took,
no matter what they could not give,
I am enough.
I've always been enough.
I give myself permission
to send comfort
back in time,
all the way back,
as far back as it's needed,
as I see a bigger picture,
expanded possibilities
from who I am today.
Every emotion,
every experience
has contributed
to my calling,
to my purpose,
to my ability
to give and receive today.
And I expand that now,
forward and backwards,
in all time.
I am enough.
Okay. Deep breath.